today's contestants, an ear, nose, and throat surgeon from Montclair, New Jersey, Mina Lair. An elementary school teacher from Oak Park, Illinois, Allison Nelson. And our returning champion, a writer and stay-at-home mom from Hutto, Texas, Sarah Jett Rayburn, whose two-day cash winnings total $39,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Mina taught me that. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We have a champion right now who is not only bright, but she's gregarious. She's here to have a good time, and it shows. And I like that. Allison and Mina, good luck to you. Here we go. Jeopardy round comes first. One daily double in this round to play in one of these categories. We start off with, what's my airline? A landmark address. And then Snopes says nope. There are a lot of urban legends and tall stories that are going to be debunked by the fact-checking website Snopes.com. That's what the category is about. That's followed by body part AKAs, silent C, in each correct response, of course, and Major League Baseball single-season records, but only going back to 1900. Sarah, start.
Silent C for 200.
An elephant's trunk contains roughly 40,000 of these, more than you have in your whole body. Sarah?
What are follicles?
Nope. Allison or Mina? What are muscles? Muscles. Sarah?
Silent C, 400.
A song from Annie Get Your Gun says, got no mansion, got no this boat, still I'm happy with what I've got. Sarah?
What is yacht?
That's the word.
Silent C, 600.
Title for a Russian empress. Like Nicholas II's Alexandra. Sarah.
What is Tsarina?
Yes.
Silent C, 800.
A moral compass. Mina.
What is a conscience?
Correct. You're on the
silent
board.
Silent C, 1000.
The Latin for to declare is the origin of this legal term for a formal accusation. Allison.
What is indict?
Indict or indictment? Yes.
Landmark address 200.
Looking for this landmark? Go over to 400 Broad Street, Seattle, then go up, up, up. Mina.
What is the Space Needle?
Yeah.
I'll take body part 200.
Womb. Mina.
What is uterus?
Correct.
Body 400.
Voice box. Allison.
What is larynx?
Yes.
Body part 600.
The carpus. Mina.
What is the wrist?
Good.
Body 8.
Tympanum or tympanic membrane? Allison.
What is eardrum?
That's it.
Body part 1,000.
Pollex. Mina.
What is the thumb?
Right.
I'll take address for 400.
This birthplace of America is at 520 Chestnut Street, Philadelphia. Mina.
What is Independence Hall?
Yes, indeed.
Landmark 600.
Roses are run for at 700 Central Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky. This site. Mina.
What is the Kentucky Derby?
Nope. You gave us the event instead of the site, which is Churchill Downs. Back to you, though, Mina.
Landmark 800.
At 4 South Market Street in Boston, you can find Faneuil Hall and this venerable market and shop to your heart's content. Can't think of it, Allison? If I help you by saying Quincy, would that
yes.
bring it to mind?
All
right. Mina, back to you.
Landmark 1000.
Relive 30 seconds of history at this site at 326 East Allen Street, Tombstone. And that would be the OK Corral, the Battle of the OK Corral. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Mina Lair is from New Jersey, ear, nose, and throat surgeon, and an expert Scrabble player. Do you compete internationally, or are there international competitions?
There are international competitions in English, which I hope to get to someday. So far, I've just traveled to the United States and Canada, but I think I've played in 13 different states and one province. It's a lot of fun.
And can you make money doing that?
Yeah, but not as much as on here.
Okay. Well, good luck. That's a good attitude to have. Allison Nelson is from Illinois, elementary school teacher, descended from a signer of our Declaration of Independence.
Yes, we're descended from a signer and also from Scottish kings. So that explains why I'm a princess.
Damn, fine. Way to go. All right, Sarah Jett Rayburn is our champion. Met her husband at a Halloween party. Love at first costume, what?
This weird guy kept following me around and striking up conversations with me as if we knew each other or should know each other. Well, our friends decided to set us up, but they didn't tell me. So I was like, who is this weirdo? But now, you know, this summer we'll have been married for 13 years.
Well, so. You've discovered the best way to deal with a weird guy. Marry him. All right. Mina, you're in command of the board, young lady. Go ahead. Make a selection, please.
I'll take Snopes for 200, Alex.
All right. A NASA astronaut did not carry a big bag of marijuana up to this in 2012. Allison?
What is the space shuttle?
No. Mina?
What is the moon?
No. Sarah?
What is the International Space Station?
That's it.
Snopes says 400.
A U.S. tourist in Saudi Arabia was not arrested for refusing to sell his wife for 45 of these animals. Sarah?
What are camels?
Correct.
Snopes says 600.
An episode of The Simpsons did not predict the April 2019 fire here in Paris. Allison?
What is Notre Dame Cathedral?
Right.
Airline 200, please.
In 1947, this carrier began flying regularly to London on what was called the Kangaroo Route. Mina?
What is Australian Airlines?
Nope. Sarah?
What is Qantas?
That's the airlines.
Snopes says 800.
This Mexican-style fast food chain cinnamon twists are not made from deep-fried rotini. Sarah?
What is Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Snopes says 1,000.
This House Speaker did not use $15,000 worth of pens to sign impeachment articles against Donald Trump. Allison?
Who is Nancy Pelosi?
Yes.
Airline 400.
After his flight was canceled, he hired a plane, wrote Virgin Airlines on a board, charged $39 for one way, and filled up my first plane. Mina?
Who is Branson?
Yes.
Airline 600.
Answer. Daily double. All right. What you going to do?
Let's
with
do 2,000.
Two it is. The headquarters of this airline that was organized jointly in 1953 by the federal and state government is in Cologne, Germany.
What is Deutsche Airlines?
No, what is Lufthansa? Lufthansa. All right, cost you something. You're at 600. We have less than a minute now. Go.
Airline 800.
A few years after losing control of TWA around 1960, this man sold his shares for more than $500 million. Sarah.
Who is Howard Hughes?
Yes.
What's my airline 1,000?
On May 27th, 1936, Dublin and Bristol were on the very first route of this airline. Sarah.
What is Aer Lingus?
Correct.
MLB for 200.
Ricky Henderson holds the record for these thefts. 130 in 1982. Mina?
What are stolen bases?
Yes.
MLB 400.
In one sense, batter Mark Reynolds holds the record for these with 223. In another, pitcher Nolan Ryan holds the record with 383. Mina?
What are strikeouts?
You got it.
Baseball 600.
Boston ace Dutch Leonard ended the 1914 season with a microscopic 0.961 of these. Allison.
What's a batting average?
Nope. Mina or Sarah? What is an ERA, earned run average? All right, Mina on the board at 1,200. She goes first in Double Jeopardy. Mina, that was kind of an up and down first round for you. Let's see if things turn for the better in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. Barack Obama's reading list. How now, double vowel. Religious isms, ISM, coming up in each correct response. DJ Jazzy, Jeff, and the French Prince. Where do we start?
Let's take religious isms for 400.
The name of this rite of purification is from the Greek for to dip. Allison.
What is baptism?
That's it.
Isms, 800.
Answer. You trail Sarah by just 800.
Let's go 600.
Six? All right. Many adherents of this Caribbean religion believe in Haile Selassie as a messiah.
What? Oh. I don't know. Sorry.
It's a long word. What is Rastafarianism? Okay, you're at 2,800. Go again.
Isms, 1,200.
A 1919 gathering of 6,000 Protestants to get back to the basics of their faith has been called the birth of this ism. Sarah.
What is Restorationism?
No. Allison or Allison?
What is Fundamentalism?
That's it.
Ism 16.
This Asian faith's name means way of the gods, and its shrines are dedicated to rivers, mountains, and other natural objects. Allison.
What is Hinduism?
No. Mina.
What is Shintoism?
That's it.
Religious for 2000.
From a Hebrew word for pious, this movement in Judaism combines austerity with joyful mysticism. What is Hasidism? Back to you, Mina.
I'll take vowel for 400.
To win every game in a playoff series. Mina.
What is to sweep?
That's it.
Vowel for 8.
Plant-related word meaning to tear away violently from a native environment. Mina.
What is uproot?
Good.
Vowel for 12.
What a plane is doing moving down a runway preparing for takeoff. Mina.
What is taxiing?
Yes.
Vowel for 16.
Also called the Taal, this language is much like Dutch. Allison.
What is Afrikaans?
Good.
Vowel for 2000.
If the Gettysburg Address had been given in 1843, this would have been the first word. Sarah.
What is three? Score? Three score.
Thank you.
I'll have DJ Jazzy for 400.
Horace Silver's tune about L.A. DJ Chuck Niles isn't the hippest guy in Hollywood. It uses this three-letter jazz word for guy. Allison.
What is cat?
Yeah, hippest cat.
Barack Obama's reading list, 400.
One of President Obama's favorite children's books is this 1963 classic by Maurice Sendak. Allison.
What is Where the Wild Things Are?
Yes.
Barack Obama, 800.
Perhaps more than casually interested in biographies about presidents, Obama noted Ron Chernow's 2017 work on this ex-military man. Mina.
Who is Dwight D. Eisenhower?
No. Sarah or Allison? Who is Grant, General Grant? Back to you, Allison.
Reading list, 1,200.
The Wealth of Nations, written by this Scott in 1776, beat a lot of competition to make the reading list. Mina.
Who is Adam Smith?
Right.
Obama for 16.
Obama made it through Larry Bartell's Unequal Democracy, the political economy of the new this age, like the 1870 to 98 one. Mina.
What is gilded?
Correct.
Obama for 2000.
We don't know if Mr. O thought... What is the what was some more staggering genius by this man, but it got the stamp of approval. Sarah?
Who is David Eggers?
Yes.
French Prince, 400.
Jean de France, who controlled much of France during this protracted war, was born in 1340, shortly after its start. Sarah?
What is the Hundred Years' War?
Yes.
French Prince, 8?
Because of his father's frequent bouts of insanity, in 1418, 15-year-old Charles VII declared himself one of these royal stand-ins. Allison.
What is regent?
Yes.
French Prince, 1200.
In 1715, at the age of 5, Louis the Well-Beloved became King Louis of this number. Sarah.
What is the 14th?
No. Allison.
What is the 18th?
Nope. What is the 15th? Back to you, Allison.
French Prince, 1600.
Answer there. There you double. You're in third place.
600.
Okay. The title Prince of Conti was borne by sons of this royal house that ruled France from 1589 to 1830, mostly.
What is bourbon?
Bourbon is right. And you're at 5,000. Go again.
French Prince 2000.
The future Charles V was the first heir apparent to the French crown to bear this title. Sarah.
What is Dauphin?
Yes.
DJ Jazzy 800.
Musicians Dave Cause and Brian McKnight DJed for LA's KTWV in the format called This Kind of Jazz, Nice and Mellow. Sarah.
What is Easy Listening?
No. Allison.
What is Smooth Jazz?
That's it.
Jazz 1200.
Still going strong, the jazz festival of this Bay and Aquarium city in California was founded in 1958 by DJ Jimmy Lyons. Allison?
What is Monterey?
You got it. Less than a minute now.
1600 jazz.
The 1930s was this era named for the rhythm of the big bands. Also a word in the title of a Sid Torrin radio show. Mina?
What is the swing era?
Yes. Go again.
Jazz for 2000.
Before DJing, Phil Schapp was babysat by this band leader's drummer, Joe Jones, and later managed the Countsmen, made up of his alumni. Allison.
Who is Count Basie?
Right.
Jeff 400.
According to him, you might be a redneck if you think the stock market has a fence around it. Sarah.
Who is Jeff Foxworthy?
Correct.
Jeff 2000.
DreamWorks was originally called DreamWorks SKG in honor of founders Steven Spielberg, David Geffen, and this Jeffrey. Allison.
Who is Katzenberg?
Correct.
1600.
Jeff Shara's quartet of World War II novels include No Less Than Victory, about the 1944 battle of this Hitler's last gasp. Mina.
What is the bulge?
Yes. And with that, you are winding up at 10-4. Allison in the lead with 11,000. Sarah still alive, 7,800. Here comes final. Category is 1950s films. Clue in a moment.
The Geico Gecko has this regional London accent. What is Cockney? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The subject for final is 1950s films. Ladies, here's your clue. The last line of this epic film was, "Go, proclaim liberty throughout all the lands unto all the inhabitants thereof." 30 seconds, good luck. There's a biblical theme going on here. I hope you caught on to that. Sarah, you started writing late. Let's take a look at your response.
I'm really worried because the pen wouldn't write the A. So, I...
Looks okay to me. That's acceptable. What is the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Not only is it acceptable in terms of your writing, it's the correct response. So you will add your 7,800. 7,700. You're in the lead right now with $15,500. Let's go down there to Mina. She had 10,400 going into final. Came up with Ben-Hur instead. Boo hiss. That'll cost you everything. You dropped to zero. Let's go to Allison. She could be the new champion if she came up with the Ten Commandments, and she's shaking her head. The Grapes of Wrath, and that'll cost her how much? 10,000. You're going to finish in second place. But Sarah Jett Rayburn, congratulations. You now have a three-day total of 54,900. Feels good, I know. We'll say goodbye tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Mesothelioma. It's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.
She's my pet. She's my baby. I'm going to feed her healthy food just like I feed myself healthy human foods. Eliza's family. So I feed her Blue.
Imagine whiter teeth in just 4 days. Imagine strengthening enamel while safely removing stains. Act whitening mouthwash. Stop imagining. Start acting.